Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Painting Show.
Look out the bright lights. Look out the bright lights. We'll be
with
swimming
tonight's
when
guest,
we die.
Look
at the night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars are
musical guest,
shine.
I am Lester, and now your host, MC, the master of games, Paul.
I am so glad we're having this show today. This is the kind of conversation that I feel like I've been having for the last week or two, especially during this time when we're going to be talking about intentions, setting our intentions, what are intentions, and it's just something that's been more and more in my vocabulary the past couple weeks, and technically it probably should have been there a lot longer. I know it was, but I mean, like, more prevalent, like daily, hourly. It's that important. And this morning I was talking to a client, and she said something that she said, well, she did such and such and she got away with it and it's okay. So, you know, it'll probably never happen again. And my first thought was, oh, it'll probably happen again, because she quote unquote said she got away with it, as opposed to saying, I learned my lesson. Or so I was reflecting, and I shared with her experiences where I've had in my life where things have happened that were not cool, but then something came along and kind of saved the day. And I'm like, oh, good, then we can just move on. And then it happened again. And I finally started to see a pattern and saying, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is trying to get my attention and maybe I'm supposed to learn something from this. And sure enough, once I really sat down and said, okay, what do I need to learn here? And once I feel like I really learned it, I don't think I've had that thing come up or those things come up ever again. Now, many other things have come up and some slipped through the cracks. But the ones that don't, I say, aha, stop. What's going on here? And let's set an intention to learn the lesson, et cetera. So I'm looking forward to having a conversation with a really special woman, our guest, Kim Stanwood Terranova, and a really special young lady, actually, is going to be performing live for us all on the Life Changes show. That's Naya Jolie, At Home Edition, right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's phibeads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life, and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejeure. So looking forward to this conversation.
Patterns. Patterns and more patterns. Everything's a pattern. I think you. It's funny, you're talking about, you know, revisiting those things and then looking and trying to get the rest of the lesson. And I think so much of it is being honest with ourselves when we look at it in order to actually accept the lesson. I think a lot of times people know and they say it, not just like you said, I got away with one, right? People know what they're doing and then later on say, why did that happen again? And so this is a fantastic conversation we're going to have.
Well, especially since our guest has had many experiences and she has learned from them and shares her knowledge as a coach, as an author, as a speaker. She is Kim Stanwood Terranova, and we've titled the show, the title of her book, The Technology of Intention. Welcome, Kim, to the Life Changes Show.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I can just listen to you keep talking with that that roll. I'm like, oh, I love this. It's perfect. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, and we're excited about the conversation. You do so much, but let's start with so much has happened to you and probably all your life, and you've well, let me ask you that. Probably all your life, no? And you kind of like, wait, what's this?
Yes, there's definitely been things that have been happening all my life that have made me think twice and look at them from a different viewpoint. And I think it's just over years of understanding, wanting to understand more of what was underneath the happening. And my interest to understand what was underneath the happening opened the door to really a spiritual expansion. So I'm grateful for all those things that happened and whatever is still coming, because there's always something more that's underneath if we just seek that, which is what you two were just talking about.
Well, now, so when I know some of my friends who don't necessarily think the way I do would say to me, Filippo, some things just happen. But some things just happen over and over and over again. Maybe they don't just happen, right?
And sometimes they happen just, you know, it's just, what are we looking at? Because it's like, yes, some of them just happen and some of them happen just. So where is the perception of where we're looking?
Nice.
And it's wherever our perception is where more energy is going to come. I had a client just 2 hours ago that was looking at something that she viewed years ago that has limited her for years because she had a perception years ago that was limiting. And now when she has a bigger insight, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I can let go of that perception and be just back to this present moment to see what's next. And we get to keep doing that over and over again, I believe, which is why we're having this life experience, to keep expanding and understanding and expanding and understanding. So yes, lots of these experiences have come about, and I get to keep growing in all of them, thank goodness.
And one might say, even when we set an intention, if something altogether different happens, that doesn't mean that there isn't potentially the answer to the intention that we had set behind that which doesn't seem related, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A perfect example, if I may give it, is this book being released. You know, there was an intention for it years ago to come out, and I was aiming for it to be fulfilled. And in the midst of that aim, as we've talked about, the fire of Southern California came and took everything in one night. So it could appear as if, oh, wait, I was aiming over here for this intention for this book to be released, and now I have no place to live, no place to write, no place to work. How can this be in alignment, right? I could have asked that, which would have kept me stuck. So to know that in the midst of all of that happening, there was still the undercurrent of this intention to be fulfilled that wasn't going to be stopped because the fire took everything in one night. So in that, there was a cleanse that somehow made room for me to still complete it and for it to be birthed in the midst of where I had no place to live and didn't know what I was, you know, where I was going to even be working next. So we have to practice trust, because if we don't trust the process in the midst of what appears to be the challenge, we'll stay stuck by the challenge. So if we keep looking at, wait, if this is my intention to fulfill this dream, to aim for, you know, an expansion in my health or whatever it is, we must aim our intention, continue to let go, and then be guided by inspired action through whatever challenges come, so the undercurrent of the intention can still be birthed. Lots of times, as the human experience goes, we let go of fulfilling the intention because we get discouraged. And that is part of our own growing edge, is where can we keep growing even when it's challenging?
You know, Kim, what's amazing to me in this very conversation is that, and I hope the audience caught this, that you mentioned this fire, which took away your beautiful home, your home, and your beautiful home at that, and everything that you had in it, as almost a footnote. Like, how far have you come?
I guess I've chosen to grow in it. I sure wasn't like that the first week or two or months afterwards. And at the same time, I knew I was so grateful that I still had a bag of tools, my spiritual tools, in the midst of a storm that could get me through. And if I didn't use the tools, I would still be caught in, you know, being a victim of something that occurred. And I'm not a victim of something that occurred. I definitely get to grow in it. It wasn't comfortable. It's still not comfortable at times. And I also know that I get to come to peace with that, so that I could still birth the next evolution of my soul, because it still wants to come out, and a fire can't take that away. You know, when I realized, and I said this when I was speaking at Agape, I said, my consciousness wasn't contained in the structure of my home. I loved my home. I had a beautiful home, a retreat center, horses, a barn. I had, you know, I had facilitating retreats here for years. And my consciousness wasn't contained in that structure. So when the structure left, I had to really stretch my practice and my consciousness to explore, where am I going now? Because I still have this body of consciousness that has to carry me through, because I need something to carry me through next.
You know, and that stretching, as if you didn't have enough that you were offering in the book, that you've now offered like living proof in this moment of the work and what it can do. The book is, of course, The Technology of Intention, and the subtitle, which is this very point, Activating the Power of the Universe Within You. And so Kim would have had to do that. We're going to ask Kim that when we come back after this. We're talking to Kim Stanwood Terra Nova. And so looking forward to that part of the conversation a little later on. Naya Jolie, and all happening on the Life Changer Show at Home Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark online, and our guest is coach, author, speaker, Kim Stanwood Terranova. We're talking about her life, and it's a lot of it is in, and her work for that matter, and a lot of it is in the technology of intention. And Kim, I had to laugh when I just saw this. Kenny Loggins, everybody knows, the Grammy award-winning artist. When I saw his quote that says, "Kim has a direct hotline to spirit. Every time I sit with her, I learn something about myself." And the direct hotline to spirit reminded me of when I called you today on the phone and it didn't ring. And you said, "It's you."
You're right. That was my direct hotline. I just knew it. I had to pick up the phone right that moment. Got the hotline running right through my home here.
Well, right away, actually, this leads perfectly because Reverend Michael Beckwith, of course, everybody knows from Agape, where you are a big part of that. He writes, "Kim is an embodiment of compassion, wisdom, and joy. In essence, she is a blessing to all those who cross her path or talk to her on the phone or on their show." So thank you for that. So the activating the power of the universe within, that is... It sounds so big and potentially so hard to do.
Oh, it's not. That's our perception on it and the human realm. And really, when we look at it, like, there's this activation point within each and every one of us. We all came in with it. And it's so simple when we come back home to our soul, to our inner being, nature, just that we live in a world that is completely activated by external situations, and we have a blessing of that. We could pick up our phones or computers and know information from around the world at any given moment. But it's also pulled us out of our own inner technology, that we look to a screen instead of into our soul. So when we remember that there's something we came in with, that we have that hotline to source, to spirit, whatever we name it, to know more. And to cultivate that, we must have practices to cultivate that connection. And when we do have practices of meditation and prayer and intention and visioning and journaling and everything, whatever is someone's specific connection, when we have those practices and they're really fine-tuned and we practice them and use them like athletes, professional athletes do, then we remember, oh, to activate the power of the universe, I don't have to go to a circumstance. I get to come back within myself, because as we can set intentions and know that I'm setting an intention and then I'm handing it over to the universal field of consciousness and letting go and then still moving in inspired action, that's co-creation. Instead of looking for someone to do it outside of us, we're co-creating with a universal force. And that's something that every individual has. And I understand there's times that it looks like one doesn't. And that is the practice to come back within and seek that, which is one of the first questions you asked me of what happened when I was even younger. I was always seeking what's under the happening. And when we're seeking that, then we're coming back within over and over again, whether it's through joy or through tears, to keep coming back to that place of, I so want to understand that I'm going to be still and cultivate deep practices to help me do that, which is, I'm very blessed that I've been at Agape for so many years and have Reverend Michael to walk with and assist me in my own cultivation of my soul. And my intention is to assist everyone that I work with the same, for them to wake up to that power within them.
What's under the happening? Wow. never thought about it that way. But I have always said sometimes what's behind the thing is more important than the actual thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because behind the thing is usually the thing we're looking at is a thing, right? It's like,
right,
whether it's a house, a relationship, a dollar amount, it's something that we think will bring us the happiness that we seek, whether it's fulfillment, peace, happiness. And really, it's that begins within. If we bring that, our inner peace, to a relationship, if we bring that to our family, if we bring that to our place of being of service, then we're not looking at the thing anymore. We're bringing it. You know, Reverend Michael says that don't go into a room looking for the light. Walk in as the light, so that we're being that instead of looking outside for it.
So You helped me just in the first couple of phrases. Somebody asked me, what does she mean by our devices keep us informed, technology and our inner technology? I'm trying to paraphrase from what mm-hmm. somebody read on our website about you. And I said, well, let's ask her that today. But I think something mm-hmm. about the fact that, you know, we ask Google or Siri a question, well, are we asking our unconscious a question or our higher right. self a question, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the answer, is we so easily, and this is where it has to be balanced. We have Google, Siri, all of our devices to help us. They're here to help us. And we're going to be an out of balance or remain an out of balance society if we keep only looking to them instead of coming within and asking our inner technology. I mean, just think about it. The power of when, instead of us looking and asking someone else, what do you think I should do, versus coming back to ourselves nice. And setting intention to, my intention is to get clarity. My intention is to truly understand the highest path for me right now. And when we are doing that, then we're going to be cultivating deep listening, because the path will be revealed if we have an intention for it. We may not get it in the exact speed. We may not be as fast as Google and Siri, and yet it's going to be more authentic and truthful, because it's not something outside. It's the inner workings of our soul to ask, what's the highest good for me right now? That right there requires patience and listening. And in our world, that hasn't always been something that's been celebrated. Like, well, go within and listen. You know, if we look at the great movies that will teach us at times, go within, or whatever's the powers within you. But we have to cultivate that ourselves. And that takes a willingness to be still.
Someone could say, certainly you didn't, like we talked about earlier, you didn't intend, God forbid, for the house to burn down, right? And mm-hmm. and all of what's associated with that. And certainly you didn't intend for what we're all experiencing right now, or for your book to be released at the beginning of Stay at Home, you know? So so how are you dealing with all that?
I'm dealing in faith with all that, because my intention was still overriding the divine timing this book would be released. So when we talk about, like, when someone says, well, I want it now, or I'd like this to happen in 6 months, I'll ask them, can you surrender to, I accept this in divine timing, because Spirit's going to know more avenues for that divine timing than I do. So all I knew is that I wanted this book to be released. I had, as no one, none of us knew what would be happening in the world the moment it was released. So that was not but my intention still fulfilled. So we get to keep looking again at, wait a second, was my intention fulfilled? Yes, it was fulfilled in divine timing. And if I would have limited it, people, I would have gotten my own way if I said, it must be released by June 15th, la, la, la. Mm-hmm. I would have gotten my own way. Whereas to cultivate faith and trust in that inner power within each and every one of us, then my let go was pure, which I truly believe when we let go, it's a powerful place to be. That surrender is the stance of a spiritual warrior, when we could let go, because we're not holding, it has to be this way. And intentions have a let go to them. We set them and we let go. They're not so detailed that they limit us, but they're also still clear in the present, based in qualities, aimed at what we want in the present moment, and then we must let go of it so that Spirit can, again, co-create. It's not just from our world, that's just individual, or is it within this unified field of consciousness?
So there's a major distinction here. I'm thinking of how I've shared with certain people who are trying to get more heart connected or are becoming more heart centered, and yet they find they have to do business a certain way, which they think has to exclude the heart, and it's hard to find a happy medium. So here we're talking about intention, and yet it's almost like you're setting goals, but you don't have an exact date. You don't have it at this. And so how do you balance that?
Oh my goodness. I love to balance that. And I work with a lot of people in business and have brought this into many businesses and watched businesses transform, because when you if you have a core intention for a business, like if everyone knows that our intention is this, whether it is to, you know, create products that are creative and brilliant and are of high service to humanity, and everyone knows that, then their actions are going to follow it. And when we could remember that there isn't a separation, we only separated ourselves like, oh, I could do this at home, but I couldn't do it in business. Well, absolutely not. We get to bring intention work into every avenue of our lives. A couple of years ago, I was asked to come into a divorce settlement, and one of the individuals said, would you come in while we're in mediation? And I said, as long as it's okay with all the lawyers. And so he checked. Mm. And I came in. Now I'm in a huge table, all these lawyers. It could be very, you know, it felt the energy was heavy. And one woman looked at me and said, why don't you begin, Kim? And I thought, great, I would love to begin. And what I did was I set an intention for that meeting. So when I looked at them and said, can we all agree that our intention today is to move through this in a calm, clear, communicative manner where we could honor all individuals and find solutions that are for the highest good of all concerned. And we can do that with grace and ease as we do it. Can we agree to that?
Mm.
And they all looked at me and went, we can do that. So in that situation, we were resolved and done within a couple hours in the manner of those qualities. Because it wasn't that I was moving anyone, I was asking and inviting them, can we play in this field that we're intentional and clear? So whether it's business that's difficult or a business that's being launched, if you have an intention in it, you have a light, like a through line that's guiding all the actions that will be taken by everyone there.
Mm.
So every business, I think, will only benefit from having intentions in their business.
Nice. And so the goals can be set behind the intention. Or let me let you finish that because I'm not sure where you would go.
I would love to, because there's a subtle difference. There's such a subtle difference between goals and intentions. Both of them are wonderful. I love them both. And the difference is why I prefer to use intentions is that goals are brilliant and they have a very specific outcome. So in that very specific outcome, you mentioned a few minutes ago, like we could say, oh, in 6 months I will have this done. We know we can do it, or we've seen someone do it, so it's very I-oriented. I am going to achieve this, which still is a propelling motion forward and keeps us in alignment with it. Intentions, we aim, but it isn't limited by a specific outcome. It's based on qualities, being in the present moment and staying positive tense. So then we're allowing spirit to assist us with a bigger outcome than we've even seen. So if we go back to the delivery of this book, if I said this book has to be, my goal is it's released on this date, that would have been the best date I knew possible. But what if spirit knew something more than I? I would be limiting myself. So if I base it on a specific outcome, I could unconsciously be limiting what I receive. Whereas intentions, they're open and available to my intention is to release this book in divine timing for the highest good of humanity and land and all the laps of individuals that can be served by it.
Mm.
So see how there's a spirit induced in an intention. So it's more of a unified field of co-creation again.
Nice.
Does that make sense?
So they can work together.
Absolutely. There's all tools can work together, you know, and more, everyone's individual. So what works best for each individual is what I always invite people to look at, and whose spiritual practice honors which pathway for them. And I invite people to look at intentions to watch how it's possible to manifest so much more than they're even seeing, because they won't be limiting it at all when they're activating intentional work.
So talking about tools, I know you have some tools to help people through life difficulties, and it just so happens that there are a lot of life difficulties going on at this moment. And I don't mean to laugh, only that it's sometimes a way of releasing some of the the truth of the moment, but but what you're sharing is there are other truths in this moment as well, and this is what I like also about this conversation. So, Kim, when we come back, if we can talk about some life difficulties and tools to help us move through them, and if you want to get specific to this current time, I'm sure that they can also be used at other times as well. So more with Kim Stanwood Terranova when we come back. And also, for those of you who are interested in finding out more about her, Kim Stanwood Terranova is her website. And Terranova is Terranova. Kim Stanwood Terranova.com. A little later in the next segment, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy question. And soon after that, our musical guest, Naya Jolie, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
Well, I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark online, and joining us is Dorothy Lee Donahue. And our guest has been and continues to be a coach, a speaker, and an author. The book that we are talking about is The Intention of the Technology of Intention, Activating the Power of the Universe Within. It's available where books are sold, but you can go to Kim Stanwood, Stanwood, Terranova.com, where you can also not only find more about the book, but you could engage in working with her directly, or engage her as a speaker or coach or what have you. You do so much, Kim, and we're so glad that you do. and can't Thank wait you. To be able to get to see you live again, because at the moment we're moving through some things. So let's talk about tools to move through any life difficulties if possible.
Yes, absolutely. Especially right now. You know, I find right now specifically that the number one tool for each and every one of us is gentleness and tenderness. Because to move through these challenging times, we must be gentle with ourselves and tender with everyone. Because there's so much up right now that as we can, if we have intentions to really stand an intention to listen, which is another magnificent tool to really sink into expansive listening that will change our lives, and we're doing it from the practice of being gentle and tender, our listening will propel us into really having clear intentions that honor all of humanity. And if we stay in a perception that is limited by just our own, you know, living arrangements or wherever we've been, without really stretching to think, my intention is to know more, my intention is to stand in gentleness and compassion and embrace all of this world right now as we move together as one, that we can really listen without trying to make anyone wrong. You know, years ago when Reverend Michael and I were in Italy at a peace conference with His Holiness the Dalai Lama, His Holiness said something that completely changed me, and I love it, because he said, listen to one another as if you will be changed by what you hear. And when he said that, it sunk into me as if, wow, if all of us on the planet could listen to one another, not to be right or wrong, but to really be changed by what information we're hearing from another, we could then bring in gentleness and compassion and create a society, a world that is working and honoring all, because we could look at it from a different viewpoint. But when we start there and then move into action from intention work, from really doing our own inner work as we move out into the world, then we're not acting anymore. If we just move out into the world with upset, we could be in reaction. Whereas a calm response of really listening and then knowing, okay, there's an answer here that's bigger than we've seen thus far, and we're going to aim for that. So whether it's about, you know, getting another job, whether it's about finding solutions for living, whether it's about finding divine health and wholeness, that there's areas for us to all embody more tools together instead of separate, if we could do it with deep listening and gentleness.
Wow. Thank you for that. I like that. And, you know, kind of like when I was saying about the footnote, about the fire, that you've somehow been able to come to such a place with it. There's something else hidden in the title I just discovered. So the title of the book is The Technology of Intention, Activating the Power of the Universe Within You. Well, actually, that's saying subtly, hello, there's a universe within you.
Yes, absolutely. There's an absolute universe within each and every one of us that's connected to each and every one of us, which is connected to Source. That is so exciting to me. Because when we remember that we're all connected by this universal presence, then we're going to be much more conscious of what we're being with one another. And I'm really interested in that. Like, what are we being with one another? How are we interacting to understand more, to move through challenging times? Imagine when masses of people are in self-care and are in a place to truly listen and have discernment and to aim for solution consciousness and know that even in upset, we can still have bigger conversations. I look at clients and say, you know, please lean into those difficult conversations, because right in the center of every difficult conversation is just a pearl of healing if we go for it. And it's scary. It's scary to have difficult conversations, but if we're willing to have them, a healing can take place that's bigger than anything we've ever experienced. And to me, that's extremely exciting, because we're working together with one another right now, that if we're gentle and tender and listening and intentional, we can have a conversation and still maybe not agree, but we're going to understand more. And with understanding comes compassion and a bigger solution.
And somehow, that's keeping us connected, using your words, in the midst of chaos, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have a choice if we wish to stay connected in the midst of chaos, and we're going to be much more powerful if we choose to. Which I believe, and I've been told, you know, that I'm extremely optimistic, but I do, and I'm okay with that, because I know that what's possible, everything is possible. And our connection means that love gets to lead the way, because the core of us is all love. And when we rise up in the truth that, okay, there's some bigger solution that we have not seen as a human race yet, and we will see it if we come together and continue to grow as one. I work with children a lot and assist them to remember that they're connected at the core with children that they've never met all over the world. And I'll ask them when I take them out for meditation walks, I'll say, you know, when you're walking on the ground, because I believe it or not, I get little ones to be silent in walking meditations. And I'll say, when you're walking on the ground, if you can imagine that the bottom of your feet is not only massaging the earth and you're blessing the earth with, you know, prayers of peace and love into the earth, but you're also allowing those blessings to move through the center of the earth to the other side, and somewhere on the other side, a child is being touched because your love right now is so conscious in every step you take.
Mm.
When we teach children that, and they're raised into adults that are going to be loving and compassionate for others that they've never met.
Well, Kim, I'm imagining and feeling that the love that is coming through you, through the airwaves, is touching all the listeners right now and coming right back at you many-fold. So thank you for sharing from that place and from all that you're doing. And from your book, again, one more time, the book is The Technology. And again, another great word, because we're so entrenched in technology. And it doesn't make it sound woo-woo.
Yes, I know it doesn't make it sound woo-woo, does it? Because there's a science to it, the science of our inner workings. Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. Okay, so The Technology of Intention, Activating the Power of the Universe Within You, Kim Stanwood Terranova. Go to kimstanwoodterranova.com. Thank you so much, Kim. What a pleasure this has been, getting to know you even more and sharing your wisdom with
our
audience.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you in person.
Yes, indeed, when we can do real hugs.
Yes, thank you so much for having me be here tonight.
And thank you. And looking forward to connecting in person, indeed. So with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Angelica, and I live in Hermosa Beach. I've worked very hard since I was 18, and now 10 years later, I feel like I need a break. I'm living with my mom and my stepfather, and this has allowed me to save money so I can find a place of my own. I recently shared with my mom that I want to take some time off and find a place to live by myself. I've expressed my incredible gratitude to my mom and her husband for providing me with the opportunity to put aside the money to live by myself. Although I have paid rent, it has been much less than it would be if I get my own place. My decision has affected my mom and my stepfather in a most interesting way. I know that while living here, that one or both go through everything in my room and that they access my computer. Since I have nothing to hide, this has been acceptable to me, and now I just want the freedom to grow and learn who I am and what I can do and be outside of my family. My stepdad has been telling me how much my decision to leave is hurting my mom, and I should feel guilty for causing her so much pain. I'm willing to take responsibility for my decision, but guilt doesn't seem appropriate in this situation. I'm trying to understand, and I need help to deal with this situation.
Dear Angelica, at the age of 28, I can understand your need to explore being on your own and being in total control of your life. The fact that you have not cared that every move and thought you have made while living with your family has not disturbed you is indeed amazing. As human beings, we all need our private time and space to explore who we are and who we have come to be. The fact that guilt is being thrown at you for you wanting to grow and explore life as Angelica just feels a little worrisome. Guilt can indeed be a valuable tool in our arsenal if we're experiencing it for the right reasons. Appropriate guilt does have its correct place in our lives. If we do something hurtful or morally wrong to another person, then guilt can be useful to set us back onto the right path. However, when someone implies that you should be guilty for wanting to learn and grow and develop into a mature adult, this is not a healthy use of guilt. There could be so much going on between your mom and stepdad that you're unaware of, and you may have been a buffer for both of them to focus on instead of whatever issues they might need to deal with between the two of them. Angelica, if you've been guilted recently for this matter, there's a potential that you've been guilted in other aspects of your life, whether you've known it or not, whether it was with good intention or not. It could have made it hard for you to know what it is that you want. This can apply to so many of the decisions we make in life. I encourage you to make sure whether what you are deciding is what you really want or what your parents want, or maybe worse, what you think your parents don't want. It is important for you to truly determine your reasoning and make sure that you're not doing something out of spite, as that could ultimately cause you more distress. What is important to know is what is your true desire in any decision. In this case, you may wish to ask yourself this question: why do I really want to move out? The more answers you come up with will help you feel stronger about your decision and will possibly assist you in making the most elegant choice for your highest and best good. It would then be a great idea to share your well-thought-out reasons with your family, and I feel that this is a conversation that needs to be done as soon as possible. I trust that once you have this most necessary conversation, that you will be able to move on with no guilt. Thank you for bringing up this important issue.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition with our musical guest, Naya Jolie, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo, sitting here online with Mark and Dorothy, and our guest has been Kim Stanwood Terra Nova. And now joining us live from home is our musical guest, who is a teen talent sensation, a singer, a rapper, a songwriter, a host, a professional model, and an actress. Welcome, Naya Jolie, to the show.
Hi! I'm so excited to be here.
What's that?
I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. You have done so many things. And as a matter of fact, you came to the our attention long time ago from Tess Cacciatore, who is Gwen, Global Women's Empowerment Network. She's talked about you for a long time, but coincidentally, we're having you on the show. But this weekend, you were co-host of Gwen Talks, Youth Speak Out, and you were wonderful. And how was that experience for you?
Oh, thank you so much. It was actually a great experience. We also got to talk with other children, and there was a bunch of youth speakers that actually got to share out their input and how they view society, and it was just a great experience overall. And I was super lucky to be able to co-host it with Gwen. She's one of my favorite girls in the world, and it was just a blast. Everybody got to be, you know, themselves, and it was awesome.
Well, interesting about everybody being themselves, because I think you have a song about that. But before we go to the song, talking about it was just a blast, you've had a couple, it's a, just a blast moment, like playing around with doing a show with Wayne Brady on his comedy IQ and things like that. How was that?
That was also amazing and also a blast. The cast and everybody that was present was amazing. And the experience itself, I actually got to learn a lot from him. And we got a lot of one-on-one time, and I learned a bunch of stuff. I learned how to, like, project my voice more, and I learned how to actually learn on the comedy side of things, and it was just a great experience, and I was very blessed to actually have that happen.
Well, I came to know you actually in LA as an actress when I first saw you acting, and then I had no idea that there was singing and rapping and songwriting. Which came first for you?
Well, at a young age, I started rapping and singing. So around 3, that's what I did. And then I actually had my first studio session at 5, and then I was signed later on at 7. So that came with the music. Yeah, I was pretty early with that. And yeah, it's been in me.
And you're still a teenager, so this is exciting. It's exciting momentum for even more things to come. However, you're doing your thing now. So speaking of doing your thing, what's the first song we're going to get to hear?
The first song that I'm going to perform for you guys is actually called Good At It. And it's actually all about pursuing yourself and doing both what you're good at and just knowing who you are. And the message is it's focusing on that. And yeah, hopefully you guys will enjoy it.
Well, you're good at being Naya Jolie. So looking forward to this song. Here is Naya Jolie performing live at home. Her song, Good At It, live on the Life Changes show at Home Edition.
Yeah, Naya Jolie. Check it. Back again with another era, no hard ties. You spent some letters. Going to work, they hard to measure. On check to catch a kid by letters. Want to know it's what takes the time to go sharp me in my flash mind. Multitask, I'm moving the sick where I went on a fucking land in paradise. I'm waiting on people to check this. Waiting on series to catch this. Think you got my life to dance. Christmas, my checklist, no answer. I'm the freak. I'm your boss, thinking I was me. Going home, but at 18, no green days. Mommy, they want to know how I get hype. How it go. I stay busy thinking of my life, and always the word of the toe. And the fine things will keep coming, and I always keep the money jumping. All two-stepping, all mumbling, talking good about no slumber. Look, you can count me in, or you can count me down. Cause I'm gonna keep this green, yeah, that's what I'm about. Keep grinding, always shining, I'm too good at it. Keep grinding, keep climbing, I'm just good at it. Good at it, you can count me in, or you can count me out. Cause I'm gonna keep this green. Yeah, that's what I'm about. Keep running, always shining, I'm good at it. Keep running, keep climbing, I'm just good at it. Kill the sun, but I should be up to count my numbers. But with the gun, the one way that they don't want to run. The run that I want to test the friends, test the guns, keep the room, check the fun. My final result is always my time to protect the world that we never won. Waiting on people to check this, waiting on series to catch this. Thank you to God, my life, the man, the rest. The checklist, no answer. I'm a freak. Entrepreneur seeking out with it. We go home for that AC. No rethink. My feet better count me in, or you can just stop. I'ma keep that green. Yeah, that's what I'm about. Keep running, always shining. I'm too good at it. Keep running, keep running. I'm just good at it. Yeah, better count me in, or you could just stop. You heard? Better count me in, or you could just stop.
That's right. Nice. Naya Jolie. Thank you, Naya. Now, did you write the rap and the mute? How does it work for you?
Well, I'm also a songwriter, so yeah, I actually wrote the song and it just came to my mind, and it was kind of a off my head thing. It was kind of like, I know what I'm good at and I just want to project that and show people what I can do. So yeah, I was excited to just write it.
You know, you seem to have, and I've talked to Tess about this as well, you seem to have a very positive outlook on life as a whole, and you seem to be, at least every time I've seen you or seen a video, very, very energetic, bubbly, happy, a lot of smiles, except when you're acting, of course, and you're doing the part. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because you are a teen, and a lot of teens are having a really hard time right now. So do you have something that keeps you thinking more positive that you can share for others?
Yeah, I can definitely talk about like what motivates me and keeps me always happy and how I stay positive all the time. It's really just overall the audience And what motivates me is the response of my audience. So whenever I'm acting or modeling or performing, it's really just the feedback that I get from that. And then I kind of just use it to become great, and I use it to actually help my self-esteem and make sure that I can make people smile. That's the end goal. So yeah.
Wow. So you have an intention, like I'm going to write a song, make people smile, or I'm going to get to perform this and people are going to. Nice. So then what is your second song?
Well, this next song is called By Felicia, and it's all about the job of being an entertainer, or in general, just a person. So it's about acknowledging that not everybody will be fond of you, but it's still important to remain you and stay true to yourself. And I hope you guys will enjoy this one as well.
Well, is this kind of like saying to the people that are trying to put you down, if hopefully you don't have anybody like that around you, and you're certainly not talking about a positive, like, you know, if somebody's like critiquing to support you, you're talking about people that just want to be mean or something, right?
Yeah, the bullies and the people that don't want any good interest in you. They don't have your interest at heart. So yeah.
And you're like, bye, Felicia.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, by the way, I should mention that, of course, you can find Naya Jolie all over the internet. On Instagram, it's official_Naya Jolie, and that's spelled NYAJOLIE. On Instagram, she's Naya Jolie. I mean, on Twitter, she's Naya Jolie, all one word. So they should look you up there and follow you there, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, here we get to now hear By Felicia by Naya Jolie, live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Naya Jolie, I am at Giddy on the beat. Let's go.
This is my world, ain't nobody ready to drop to this end. And this is my party, ain't nobody asking y'all to come and kick ass. Look. I don't need fan water, brand new trends I see.
Okay.
Cause I'll be gone next year and still need Naya Jolie. Listen, my name is Naya and it's really nice to meet ya. And get your balls up, I'm gonna give you a feature. Swag, be nothing, a brand new pair of sneakers. If you hating on my swag, I'ma put you by Felicia. Hey! Yeah, by Felicia. Rock for me, y'all. Yeah. We tellin' bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye Felicia, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye Felicia. And this is my swag, in a way you wanna y'all try it. And this is that new Philly Philly, and I know a couple y'all try to fight it. I feel no need to fit into all the trends and topics that'll be. Cause I'll be gone next year and there's gonna be somebody like me, yeah. Your name is Naya and it's really nice to meet ya. And get your balls if I'm like, if you a feature. Swag, peanuts and a brand new pair of sneakers. If you hating on my swag, I'ma tell you about Felicia. That's right, Naya Jolie, checking about Felicia. All good vibes, 2020, y'all. We all know somebody like that. Put 'em out, where they at, where they at? We all know somebody like that. Put 'em out, where they at, where they at? The name is Naya and it's really nice to meet ya. And get your balls up, I'm making you a feature. Swag, keep it in a brand new thing. If you're hating on my swag, I'ma tell you about Felicia. That's right, look, check it. Hey, about Felicia, tell him bye-bye. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Bye-bye, bye Felicia. Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye.
Fun. Naya Jolie, what a pleasure it was to finally connect on our show. If you are looking forward to connecting with her too, you can find her on Twitter, Naya Jolie, and Instagram, it's official_Naya Jolie, and I'll spell that one more time. It's Naya, NYAJOLIE. Naya, so looking forward to more of what you bring to the world. It looks good. Sounds good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So let us know when you're doing something that you want us to share so we can support in any way we can and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all of it. I definitely have some more projects coming up. And like you said, you guys can all see my socials to find out what I have coming up.
And I want to give a thank you to your mom as well, who supported in making this happen. And there's a lot of work that goes into making it all happen. So her name is Pebbles, right?
That's right.
So shout out to her. So with that, that is our show. A big thank you once again to Nia Jolie and to Kim Stanwood Terranova. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.